two quick sources of information. I use this slide because the author, Dick Hall, of the UFO evidence is here in the room, I think. Dick, you here? Well, he was out in the hall. Okay. And there's going to be a new version of this coming out sometime soon. The UFO evidence on the left, for those who say there is no data, only anecdotes, 746 sightings that couldn't be identified, sifted out from 4,500 cases investigated by the old NICAP. And there were separate chapters on sightings by police officers, by military pilots, by commercial pilots, by scientists, engineers, astronomers, and an excellent chapter on intelligent control of some UFOs. How many people have read the UFO evidence? Say yes, I can't see. Oh, about five, okay. If Dick were here, of course, there'd be another since he wrote it. How many have read Blue Book Special Report 14, the previous report? One, two, three, four? Hot bit of scientific ufology here. Four's a big number. When you have a crowd of 500 and nobody has, then you know you're in trouble, you know. On the right, Symposium on Unidentified Flying Objects, hearings before the Committee on Science and Astronautics. We really need to move that back about 10 feet, but it won't. No, you can't. Oh, well, too bad. Congressional hearings on my birthday, July 29th, 1968. Testimony from 12 scientists. I was the only one without a PhD. The best paper by far was one by the late Dr. James E. McDonald, a professor of physics at the University of Arizona. I consider him the outstanding UFO researcher of the last 40 years anyway. Jim personally interviewed over 500 witnesses. These are almost all pre-screened cases, so he spent his time on the unknowns rather than on the knowns. To make a very long story short, he concluded flying saucers are the most challenging scientific problem of our time. Some UFOs are of extraterrestrial origin, and the Air Force Project Blue Book effort was completely inadequate from a scientific viewpoint. Then he presented information on 41 cases. It's a 70-page paper, subdivided into six groups, each group dealing with the typical objection of the uninformed, noisy negativist. Half a dozen sightings by multiple witness cases, let's call it that. Multiple witness cases. Half a dozen radar cases. Half a dozen sightings over big cities. A bunch of sightings by the professionals who watch the sky, the astronomers, the pilots, the meteorologists. Outstanding collection of cases for those of you who may think that there really aren't any good cases. That what we really need are the tabloid stories to jazz up the picture. It is interesting that in Carl Sagan's last book, Demon-Haunted World, his most commonly source of data about UFOs is Weekly World News. He was a participant in those hearings. They're not even referenced. He edited the proceedings of a conference sponsored by the American Association for the Advancement of Science, at which there were only scientists contributing. The proceedings were published by his university, Cornell University. He was co-editor. It's not even referenced. But Weekly World News is referenced. He's got all kinds of obscure other reference about supposedly paranormal subject. He talks about flying saucers often. No facts, no data, no references to either. That's not science. Alan Hynek, you'd think Carl being an astronomer, Alan being an astronomer, he would have referenced Alan's book. Alan was only the Air Force consultant on flying saucers for 20 years. Is it mentioned? No. Not even mentioned. Alan has information more than 70 sightings that couldn't be identified. Close encounters of the first, second, and third kind, some indication of what was wrong with the Air Force study, some comments about the inadequacy of the University of Colorado study, the Condon report. One of the most mistitled books of our time. It's not scientific, and it's about IFOs. Aside from that, it's not too bad. the public was told that this study showed there was nothing to flying saucers. If you read the report and listen to the findings of a special UFO subcommittee established by the world's largest group of space scientists, the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, you find that 30% of the 117 cases studied in detail could not be identified. You also find that despite there being a huge chapter on government involvement in UFO investigations in this monstrous book, More Ways Than One, 965 pages, there isn't one mention of Blue Book Special Report 14. It only covered more than 20 times as many cases as they covered, and Condon did know about it because I personally wrote him about it and I got an acknowledgement back. Remember that rule, what the public doesn't know, we're not going to tell them. The data in the report make an excellent case for some UFOs as alien spacecraft.